Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has hailed the liberation of the Iraqi city of Mosul from Daesh terror group. Rouhani said in a tweet that the city's liberation promises better and brighter days for Iraqis and all people in the region. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman has rejected Bahrain's attempt to link its domestic problems with the Islamic Republic, saying it's part of a threadbare scenario to cover up Manama's domestic problems. Bahram Qasemi noted that Bahrain's 60-year-old crisis is rooted in its crackdown on peaceful protests. A gunman has opened fire inside a New York hospital, killing at least one doctor. Six others have also been injured, five of them in critical condition. The gunman killed himself after the shooting spree. He was reportedly a doctor forced from the hospital because of sexual harassment accusations. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for new sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear program, saying the era of strategic patience with Pyongyang has ended. Trump said that the nuclear and ballistic missile programs of that regime require a determined response. A U.S. federal appeals court has dismissed a lawsuit by the families of two Yemenis who got killed during a U.S. drone strike in 2012. The appeals court says findings lack authenticity to question America's decision to launch strikes. However, the families of the victims believe that the deaths were collateral damage. Turkey's defense minister says four Arab nations which have cut ties with Qatar should respect Doha's rights when discussing a solution. Fikri Işık also called for a sincere dialogue by the four Arab countries. Işık made the comments after meeting visiting Qatari defense minister Khalid bin Mohammed Al-Attiyah. Brazilian police have clashed with protesters in several cities during a nationwide strike against the government's controversial economic reforms. Riot police fired pellet guns to disperse protesters in Rio de Janeiro as demonstrators set up flaming roadblocks. Police also clashed with protesters in Sao Paulo. Some 1,400 British Airways staff at London Heathrow Airport begin a 16-day strike in a long-running dispute over pay. The walkout started on Saturday. British Airways staff have accused the airline of threatening sanctions against those taking industrial action.